And I joined ICI Drama Club around 1965, possibly 1966, and got very involved in both acting and in set construction. And at that time, the activities all took place in a shed, which was a little bit further down Barn Close, behind the Barn Theatre. We had our own shed where we stored our scenery and we made things. And then we would use the theatre typically twice a year for plays, and we always did the annual pantomime at Christmas because the barn itself didn't particularly want to get involved in that sort of activity. So that was how my interest in this area in drama started with ICI. And I was a member for a number of years. When we got to the year of 1969 and the barn amalgamation took place, whereby the Welling Folk Players and the Welling Drama Club got together and became the Barn Theatre Club, and then ICI Drama Club and the Welling Thalians became associated members and were still performing at the barn, but not permanently resident here. And I think it had been up and running since the sort of mid to late 50s. And the drama club then would have had probably, I guess, about 30 or 40 active members.
Yeah. Same number of men and women?
Yes, I'd say so. Yes, probably equally shared between the two. The two ICI plays that I remember being involved in, one was Temptation Sordid and Virtue Rewarded, which was a glorious piece of theatre. A wonderful opportunity to ham it up, and it actually went very well. And I seem to remember we walked off with a trophy. We didn't come first, but we walked off with some sort of trophy. The other one was a play called This Boy Connor, where I played the title role, and I can't even remember who that was by, but yeah, it went fairly well.
Yeah.
It was quite well received.
Because we have this wonderful memory on a Sunday at the end of a show that finished on a Saturday night. On Sunday morning, we'd come to take down the set, and it would all come down. And we were dealing, of course, with, you know, there'd been a world war not so long ago, and a lot of people involved who were very aware of the cost and scarcity of certain commodities, including screws and nails and wood and all the rest of it. And so everything was reused. And so once you got the set down, you then have a small company of people with hammers standing in the auditorium, using the front of the stage as a workbench, straightening nails. So there would be this thunderous noise of people hammering nails that had been bent in getting them out of the scenery back into straight, and then they'd be sorted by size and then put back into the right tin so that they could be used again. The other people with a hacksaw blade recutting the slots on the tops of screw heads so that they could be used again. and of course yet another bunch of people who would be reclaiming pieces of timber so that they could all be used for the next set to be built.